It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Herpes infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. The news. Well, people are still talking a lot about that plane crash. A lot of headlines there. I'd say that's still about 80% of the news if you flip through the networks. They're recovering the black boxes and doing all that sort of thing. You mentioned yesterday Trump said that maybe DEI could be partially to blame for some of this. Maybe some people were working for air traffic control that shouldn't have been. They just got in there because of, the race, gender, something like that.
I don't know.
They weren't qualified. And there are some reports now that maybe there were some problems in the tower, which we'll get to. But first, I just wanted to make sure that I had this for Laszlo because I think if I try and think of Laszlo's heroes, his Mount Rushmore of real life heroes, there'd be some sports guys. Is it Cal Ripken? I'm not sure which sports person it is, but we got to make room for at least one or two. You might put his dad up there because that's a sentimental thing to do. And then I think Sully Sullenberger would probably be the main one.
Is
just
that his
because
name?
I don't know what his name is. Captain Sullenberger. Is it Sully Sullenberger?
I think so.
No, as I said that, I'm like, that's not right. It's not. Sullenberger. They call him Sully. Because his real name's Sullenberger or something, right?
Chelsea Sullenberger.
His name's Chelsea? Stop.
That's it. Uh-huh.
So they do call him Sully Sullenberger because he doesn't want to be called Chelsea?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that sucks. Even at his age, he's like, don't call me that. Yeah. It's embarrassing. Now, he's a hero and everything else, and he's still like, don't call me Chelsea. You know, and where did that name come from anyway? There are some girls' names for guys that can work.
Like what?
I don't know. Like, my brother had a friend named Ashley. That seemed like a tough puck, and he was redheaded.
Yeah.
And but sometimes I thought it kind of made him like a badass, because he had to be a badass to survive in a world where his name was Ashley.
Boy named Sue, but that's not real.
Shannon's work. There's some Shannons. I had a Shannon at my school. Shannon Sharp.
Shannon Boone.
There you go. Blind Melon. That's one of them. And then, Kelly sometimes, right? I think. Okay, maybe not. I don't know. There's a few.
Francis.
Maybe just avoid it. I would think that when you're a new parent, that one of the things you're thinking is, I don't want my kid's life to be any harder than it has to be. I want to try. If I could pad the whole world for them, I would.
I've never heard of a dude named Chelsea.
Well, here you go.
I mean, I've never heard it. There was a guy when I was growing up who lived seven doors down. He had two kids. I remember. I found out that it was two girls. I found out their dad's name was Carol.
What?
Yeah.
Carol?
I was like, your dad's name's Carol.
Man, you got to go by something else. There's no middle name there. Just go by sport or something.
He had two girls' names. His name was Carol Kay.
My cousin's name was Sandy.
Maybe, I think it was Kay. Maybe Carol Kate. But it was two girls' names for sure.
Well, my cousin was Sandy, but I don't know. Is that
name your kid Carol.
Carol's worse than Sandy, probably, right? It's
yeah, because you got Sandy Alomar Jr., Wexler.
There are some Sandys. Yeah. Carol, I can't think of many Carols. Are you sure it's not like Kelsey and it just looks like Chelsea the way he spells it? Like,
I mean,
maybe his name's Kelsey Sullenberger or something?
It's spelled like Chelsea.
Well, here's Sully talking about the incident.
Crap.
Oh, no.
Really
what happened?
Look at the Bills coach with no hat on.
Wow.
I had no idea he was an alien.
He's like Q-tip from Me, Myself,
what
and Irene.
What is happening? It's like the dude from Powder.
That's who it is. It's Powder. It's
but look
Powder.
At that.
That's got to be
look
something
at that
wrong with their skull cameras.
On that dude.
That's a big head.
Man, you have a giant cranium, bro.
But their color saturation had to be wrong
some
there.
Of those plays. That giant brain just rattling around inside that head.
He's not that white normally.
He looked like an alien. I've never seen him without a hat on. I've never seen it.
Something was wrong with that.
Google that dude, McDermott or whatever, with no hat. Jesus. Anyway, sorry about that.
Captain Sully, the hero.
One of the things that really has jumped out at me is the fact that these flights used a common tool of having visual separation. And obviously, at some point, this separation was lost. And we don't know exactly why. But the National Transportation Safety Board will investigate. I understand the U.S. Army will investigate. And they will spend perhaps a year to come up with a probable cause and contributing factors.
Okay, I'm going to sound like Laszlo here. I'm going to sound like Laszlo here, but there's got to be pilots who are like, hey, I landed every flight on at an airport successfully over the course of however many years, managed to dodge birds and everything else.
I like my pilots to land planes on a tarmac, as opposed to.
Look, you know I think he's a hero.
Not the ones who have to land in a river.
You know I think he's a hero.
That is a total Trump thing. I love it.
I think he's a hero, though. So, no, it's not a Trump thing, because you don't think he's a hero. I do. But there's got to be that guy who flew 100 million miles over the course of his career, or gal, and they're like, hey, I dodged every bird, landed at every airport. Everyone landed safe. We never had an injury. If you want to ask for someone's expertise, I'm here. But you're not going to ask for mine. But, you know, they don't have the name recognition. I get it. But it's got to be frustrating for some of those people who retired and had, like, a spotless record of, I know. I'm agreeing with you. Okay. Well, so what did happen? Well, Trump says And he also says that chopper was too high.
President Trump saying the Black Hawk helicopter was flying too high by a lot. He says it was, in fact, far above the 200-foot limit. It's not too complicated to understand, is it?
It's not too complicated to understand, right. Is it? Was my favorite part of the whole thing.
I love it.
It's not too complicated to understand, is it? And we now have information. It'll take a while for them to get the information out the black box. I think they were picking that up today. But they did say that they were slightly short-staffed. Now, it wasn't like they were breaking the rules. They're allowed to let this manager, whatever he is, leave the room or not be there. They're allowed to have this limited number of people, but it's not an ideal number of people. They were short at least one person.
A high-level investigative source tells me that they have now confirmed that an FAA air traffic control supervisor in the tower here at Reagan had allowed a supervisor to leave early, and as a result, there was only one supervisor Wednesday night handling both helicopter traffic and plane traffic. Normally, you would have one dedicated to helicopters, one dedicated to planes.
Although they want to make it clear, it is allowed for someone to do both. Generally, you have one for each. So someone, I guess, had to get to their kid's game or whatever it was. Like, can I cut out of here early? And the supervisor said yes. So the other person gets put on helicopter duty as well as airplane duty.
Right.
So, yeah, this is kind of what we talked about yesterday. Like, man, you know, if you need to hire more people, go ahead and do that. Because we don't. That's an area that we would like to see all the seats filled.
Fire people, or I don't know. Can he pull funding from that, or I don't know?
I'm just talking. I have no idea. I think I know what you're talking about, but I don't know the details.
City this happened in. I have no idea what a Black Hawk is.
Yeah, who does?
I don't know.
It's something I vaguely recall seeing last night on Facebook. Is something? I know. I think I saw the.
Sometimes
same thing.
I ask questions. I stop. I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about. Just stop.
And I don't know the answer. That's the other thing that stops
you. And you don't care enough to want to know the answer.
Well, I'm pretty good at knowing when you ask a question that I know you don't want the answer to. I'm like, you know, you're not going to, but before I can even say finish, you're like, I don't want to know. And I'm like, I know, you trust me, you don't. Tulsi, we mentioned her earlier.
Mm-hmm.
She's been answering questions from the Senate because she's the nominee for the Director of National Intelligence. I don't know what that person does. What does that person do?
I think they're in charge of the spy agencies. I think they're in charge of, like, CIA and...
So are they the...
I don't know what else. Is the FBI a spy agency? I don't know if they are, but... I don't know what spy agencies we have, to be honest with you.
CIA and NSA, right?
I don't know.
Those would definitely be spy agencies.
It feels like another secret one, but I'm not sure.
But, so then would she be the head of the CIA's boss? Is that how that would work?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I always thought of, like, the head of the CIA as being...
Yeah.
About as high up as you got, but...
I think she's the president's, like, you know, person over there.
Like, liaison.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But, I don't know if she could just roll over there and be like...
You're fired.
Fired, but I think she could be like, hey, you're going to listen to me.
Maybe she could, too.
Maybe, like, we're the CIA.
Look up, Snowcone, what agencies the Director of National Intelligence, or just what the hell they do, because I'm not sure.
Tulsi Gabbard, Trump's choice as Director of National Intelligence. A great deal of scrutiny came from Republicans.
I want to make certain that in no way does Russia get a pass in either your mind or your heart.
Senator, I'm offended by the question because my sole focus, commitment, and responsibility is about our own nation, our own security, and the interests of the American people.
When she says our own nation, she means Russia.
I mean, it's basically what you guys thought. Acts as the head of the U.S. intelligence community, overseeing, coordinating all intelligence agencies.
Which are which?
And is like the liaison.
Which agencies are intelligence agencies? Is that CIA and NSA? Or like, as Laszlo's saying, is FBI and Homeland Security, those considered intelligence agencies?
I will find out.
Or maybe those are part of the Justice Department. I don't know. You know what? I don't even care. It's like, I don't know. I don't need to know the answer. She's hot. And
She provides info to the President, the National Security Council, and Homeland Security.
Well, okay.
Okay. Well, I wouldn't mind seeing more of her, but that's just me. I don't know a lot about her. I know that people think, Liesl said, she's a spy or something. I don't know.
It seemed odd as a pick that the rumors was she's a spy, and then they're like, hey, we're going to pick this person. But I don't know that she's a spy, but it still seems weird. Look, of all the people
specifically
in the world
for that
pick,
position,
of all the people you could pick, you're like, let's pick the one who's rumored to be a spy.
Okay, you're saying if it was for another department, like transportation secretary or something.
He's got to hook his friends up. But this one was like, well, that's odd. But again, I don't know that she's a spy or she isn't. I have no idea.
Well, of course not.
We know she went to Russia and, sat at the table with Putin and had dinner.
Well, maybe she like she's walking through the halls as she supports Trump.
Jill Stein.
Maybe she's supporting Trump, and as we're walking around, she's like, I think it'd be fun. Would be national intelligence.
Jill Stein is a spy.
She was at that table eating dinner with Putin. I don't know. That means she's a spy. It means,
or that it means that Putin's a good host, a gracious host who invites people over. If you just open your eyes and arms and heart to him, which apparently we're not allowed to do.
I have no idea. What kind of power would Jill Stein get from Putin?
Yeah.
I mean, that was the theory, is that she was, running.
Being financed.
I mean, everybody knows she wasn't going to win.
But to keep Hillary from winning.
And that's, so Putin said, Jill Stein, you run?
That's the theory?
I think it was, yeah.
That would be the conspiracy theory.
Yeah,
I'll give you money.
You could get somebody else to get more votes.
Well, it worked.
I don't think it was about getting votes to win. I think it was about taking
votes. But I feel like you could have found somebody to run independent to steal more.
Right.
Some businessman that he's got.
Get Bernie to run as an independent. He's popular.
Anybody. Somebody that he's got, pull over.
Mark Cuban?
Yeah. Some rich guy would be like, hey, we're going to run this like a company, like they always do. Just find that dude.
The Ross Perot for the modern age.
Right, yeah. Like Jill Stein, it did work, but you could be like, that might not work. Let's get somebody
We need more than just the two Indigo girls to vote for her.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill
the order of hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
You guys are supposed to be the ones to keep me up on the conspiracy theories. When you went down to smoke a cigarette, I had to read for myself conspiracy theories about this that plane crash in D.C. I didn't know that there were conspiracy theories. I mean, I guess I could assume that there would be, but you're supposed to tell me, Snowcone. I don't like reading that stuff.
Your
job is to read the celebrity stuff, Dumois, and you're supposed to know what's going on with Taylor Swift and why she doesn't like Blake Lively anymore.
I do. Now, how does this get to conspiracies?
And then you're also supposed to know about conspiracies. I need you to tell me those. They said that now the conspiracy is that there's that helicopter that hit the airplane. It had a logo on it. You guys already knew this. It's got a gold seal on or something, which means it's for VIP passengers.
No.
And Newsweek did confirm that yes, it was one of those choppers that was for VIP.
VIP, like in the military?
That's just it. It could mean anything. Usually military, though. But
like
the military has said,
kind of thing?
Yeah, somebody important in the military or whatever. Or if they're going to fly someone somewhere and it's an important person. So people are saying, who was on that chopper? Who did they want killed, right? It's like an Epstein sort of thing. But the military has said, according to Newsweek, yes, it was one of those choppers, but they weren't transporting a very important person. So. But now there's, of course, people on Reddit and stuff going, I don't think so.
Well,
and
who's missing?
That's just it. Who's missing?
That's what we need to figure out.
Where is everybody?
All right.
Has anyone seen Elon?
Just start calling people.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
See if they answer.
Start looking. And don't, not your family members. Important people.
I don't know.
Big, important, rich people. Rupert Murdoch, whatever.
Warren Buffett.
No, I don't think Trump would kill him.
No, it's got to be somebody
But around the same way, I'm on the right track, right?
Yeah.
Those are important people.
Yeah, look for Rosie O'Donnell. Where's she?
Pelosi.
Yeah, Pelosi.
See if she's around.
Yeah. Check it out. I need you to be the one telling me this stuff. I shouldn't be reading it myself. Hey,
see if that porn star's available.
Yeah. Good news.
I mean, not if he killed her. Just see if she wants to hang out with me.
Do the podcast.
Stormy?
In the studio or at the house. Whatever is more comfortable.
We can I can't watch porno with her.
I get that.
Yeah, I'm just like, because I'm going to lay at home alone, lonely, masturbating to a girl that Trump just banged.
Yeah.
Makes me feel small.
Yeah.
It does. There's something to that. I think if she was going to sue, she should have sued for that. You know, like, now guys can't get that out of their head.
Right. They're like, oh.
Can't watch my old clips.
Like, Trump gets chicks that I can only literally dream about.
Yep. Makes me angry. To look at.
Makes me angry.
Yeah, exactly. Should have been a
landlord. I mean, not that he doesn't deserve. I mean, but, you know, I'm like, God damn. Dude's like 80.
Yep. We're in the wrong industry, man. Should have been landlords or whatever he is. I'm not totally sure. I haven't watched that movie, but I know that it's a better industry than ours.
Yeah, for sure.
And certainly, I don't think anyone's paying to put our name on hotels. Although,
be nice.
The offer stands.
Right.
If you want our name, there is, we think,
a boutique hotel.
A lot of equity in it. So, you can do the rest. You just pay us for the name, and that's it. Mm-hmm. But the name alone will bring people in. Asses in the seats. There's a new painkiller that's hitting the market. Ooh. It's the first time in over 20 years that they say there's been a new painkiller. And they're saying it's non-addictive. Now, I seem to recall watching many dramatizations and documentaries about the whole history of OxyContin, and that when it came out, they're like, it's not addictive. Yeah. So, you know, I'm a little skeptical, but I'm open. Tell me more. Also, how does it work? Like, if it's not an opioid, some pain medications...
You're not a scientist.
Exactly, I'm not. Some pain medications... So they say opioids are like a distraction. Basically, it makes you feel so good, you don't care that you hurt. Hmm. Then there's other types of medications that reduce inflammation, so maybe it actually targets the pain.
Much like a hooker.
Exactly. It's like, let's just, you're not like, going to care that you're hurt.
Yeah, physical hooker.
Yeah.
You're just a hooker is an emotional opioid.
Right.
Oh, man.
There you go.
Emotional opioid, by the way.
Great.
Good name for a band.
Great band.
Yeah.
I love it. Mm-hmm. So which one is this? I want to know. Like, is this a distraction? Is it going to make me feel happy? Or is it just going to target the pain? Anyway, it's called Journavex or something.
Potential game changer for the millions of Americans who are dealing with pain. The FDA has now approved a new pain medication for the first time in more than two decades. It's sold under the brand name Journavex. It's billed as non-addictive, and it could be quite the game changer in pain management.
Experts say it could reduce the number of opioids patients are prescribed after surgery.
Snowcone, isn't your mother a nurse or something? Where did he go? He's pooping again. Damn it. Somebody, you know, if you get a script for this, tell us. I gotta know.
Journavex, J.
Yeah.
Who makes it?
They said this morning, and now I don't remember.
I should have bought stock in it.
Yeah, we should have. I didn't know someone was working on a new pain med. We gotta watch that stuff more closely. We gotta read those trades. I don't know if that's something that's in the trades. I don't know what trades are. Hey, Diddy has more victims that have come forward. Now, get this. This is real. This is news from today. They say there's two more Diddy victims, and that this changes everything. Now, I'm just going to play you the clip from the news, and I'm going to ask you, Laszlo, to explain to me what the hell this possibly changes.
This morning, federal prosecutors are expanding their sex trafficking case against Sean Diddy Combs, saying the music mogul abused, threatened, and coerced women over a longer period of time than first alleged, 20 years from 2004 until his arrest last year in New York. The new indictment says Combs assaulted not only women, but also his employees, witnesses to his abuse, and others.
Okay, wait. So you're saying that this has been going on for 20 years, and you're saying that it wasn't just women, it was also his employees and men. We already knew all that. There's already guys that have come forward. I mean, the first guy that came forward, that was ages ago, when that first guy came forward and said, Puff Daddy did something to me.
Right.
And there's been multiple ones since. And as far as the employees, we already had that employee who came forward. They've already done the documentaries. Every streaming platform has a documentary out now. There's one on HBO. There's one on Peacock. I think Netflix might still be working on one. I watched one of them. I don't remember which one it was. I thought, well, I guess I'll see if there's something in here I didn't know. It's all the stuff that we've already talked about, and they have interviews with these people. Old employees, old friends of his. It's men. It's women. And it's from recent, allegations to stuff from the early 2000s. I don't understand how this thing today, unless they're saying that specifically the sex trafficking went on for longer than they had originally thought. I don't know. They acted like it was a big deal. I just think the next time they want a big deal story about Puff Daddy, it's got to be like they've dropped all the charges or the trial starts. Short of that, I don't know what else you could do. Or I guess a celebrity could accuse him. If a celebrity accuses him, or if a celebrity is named in one of those documents, then that's big news. But until then, leave us alone. Dwayne Wade, did you hear about him?
No.
Oh, you didn't? About having cancer?
Dwayne Wade has cancer?
You didn't hear this? I didn't know. I how does that happen? I don't like it when young, healthy people get cancer. It feels like it's happening a lot. They say it is, actually. They say young people, young men are getting ass cancer more. Like Dawson's Creek and whoever the other person was. That's why they want us to poop in those boxes.
Yeah. I still haven't done it.
Yeah, now they want us
to
do
it. I got the box in my house.
They keep lowering the age.
I haven't done it.
I got 50.
And instructions are like wildly long.
Instructions? What is there to do beyond seal it up?
And I don't know. It's one of those things you got to, like, you know, I don't know, put some liquid on it.
Oh,
you know?
Really?
Yeah, so it...
Oh, I figured they would do
something.
Mummify. I didn't know that. I assumed, I just imagined they send you basically a big bag. You poop in it, you put a knot in it, tie it up, and then mail it back and feel sorry for the mail worker that has to pick it up. I didn't know there was more to it than that. But I also didn't know until literally yesterday, since we're talking about ass cancer now, I didn't know that some people get injured from colonoscopies, that like that's a thing. Mm-hmm. And there's a woman who was on, I say woman, girl, whatever. She's been on the news. I think maybe she was on Fox or something like that. And that she had a colostomy bag for a while because of something that went wrong during a colonoscopy where they check for cancer. So some people are like scared to get them. I understand being scared to get one. I thought you were scared to get it for other reasons, you know, because it doesn't sound like a lot of fun. I didn't know that there were like risks of injury. So maybe I will go with the... crap in the mail. Anyhow, Dwayne Wade had to have cancer removed. This is crazy.
This morning, NBA legend Dwayne Wade revealing a terrifying health scare.
Well, what I had on my kidney was a cyst, a tumor.
The Hall of Famer sharing on his podcast that doctors removed nearly half of his right kidney in 2023.
Thank God that I did do the surgery,
right?
Because the tumor was cancerous, and they took 40% of my kidney to make sure that they can get all the cancer off of it.
Wade posting to Instagram, "It's my story, a reminder to face your fears, prioritize your health, and get checked."
Get checked for what? Kidney cancer? How do they spot that? He's rich, so
I'm guessing blood tests of some
sort. Do they? For some things, I see those buildings that advertise like full body scans. You know, we'll spot cancer as small as a grain of sand. But that's not like part of a normal checkup, and I just assume that our insurance doesn't cover it. I'm not here to talk crap about our insurance, but I doubt our insurance covers stuff like that. So I don't know what we're supposed to do. If you can't find it in my blood work that I get done at that little doctor's office in Lee Summit across from the closed down strip mall, then I'm out of luck because that's it. And they take my blood and then I don't ever hear anything. I feel like if I had cancer on my kidney, they might not know that from blood work, right? Maybe he's in pain. Maybe he had pain, and then he was like, "Oh, my back hurts," and then he goes and gets the scan. I don't know. You're not scared of the doctor.
I'm not scared of the doctor. I'm scared of cancer on my kidney.
I know. But so I'm scared of both because it's like if I go to the doctor, that's the person that can tell me for sure. Hey,
he's also a person who can fix it.
Exactly.
Dwayne Wade's fine.
Right, and that's what Dwayne Wade is trying to remind us. Hey, face your fears, he's talking to me, and go get it checked out. But could you be in a situation where, I mean, I remember when you thought you had Lou Gehrig's disease, could you be in a situation where you convince yourself that you've got something terrible, and so now you are scared to go to the doctor? You're like, I don't want to know. Or are you more likely to run to the doctor? You're more likely to get there quicker.
Like
okay.
More Church of Laszlo on the way.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.